On October 15th, the U.S. Coast Guard dropped Sitka Mountain rescue volunteers off on a steep slope up above Cold Storage Lake. Hunter Kyle Ferguson had fallen 200 feet and was injured. To make matters more complicated, once Sitka Mountain Rescue Captain Don Kluding reached Ferguson, the pair slid down a cliff face, stopping just shy of an 800-foot drop-off. Here's Coast Guard Rear Admiral Christopher Colvin speaking at Wednesday's award ceremony.
So you're on a mountain, you get inserted by a helicopter, the hunter has fallen 200 feet, all kinds of injuries, hypothermia, and Don, I think you got to spend a couple hours there hanging on, 10 feet away from a cliff, 800 feet straight down. He had one good foothold, right? That was about it. Can you imagine that? 10 feet away from a cliff, 800 feet straight down.
According to the award citation, Kluding and Ferguson had to hold on for 2 hours before they could get out of there. Then, with the assistance of other Sitka Mountain Rescue volunteers, they had to make an 8-hour journey on foot before they could reach terrain suitable for a helicopter to land and pull them out. The award issued Wednesday, officially called the Meritorious Public Service Award, was given to Sitka Mountain Rescue as a whole. Numerous people from both Mountain Rescue and the Coast Guard played a direct role in the October 15th operation.
There's everyday tasks, there's everyday a lot of missions where we go and we insert the Mountain Rescue to look for people, to search for folks. This was not just for this one, but accumulation of many other things. This is probably an award that's past due.
That's Coast Guard Captain Dave Walker, who is the commanding officer at Air Station Sitka. He says the Coast Guard personnel risk their lives, but that it's their job to do so. Sitka Mountain Rescue is comprised of volunteers.
And the fact was we put our Mountain Rescue folks in a perilous situation where they could have easily had perished. I mean, our Don Kluding was on the edge of a cliff. He was 10 feet away from a cliff and had the rocks begin to slide or had, you know, there was nothing else to grab hold to without his skill and his expertise. You know, one mistake and they both would have gone to their death. So it's important to recognize the service that these folks do.
Kluding, the Mountain Rescue Captain, says he and his team are honored by the award, but the praise, he says, goes both ways.
It's kind of twofold. The Coast Guard deserves a heck of a lot of credit. I have huge amount of gratitude and respect for what they do. I mean, it's unbelievable being able to be deployed on a hillside in the middle of the night. It's dark, it's blowing 40s, raining, and be able to be set down safely on a hillside. At the location that the work that we have to be done. So once we were down on the hillside, going up, accomplishing the mission was, what we train for. It's what we do. Another day at the office, basically, for us.
If it's another day at the office, it's kind of a risky workplace. But Kluding says,
All of those risks are mitigated by the training that we put into it and, all the hours that the volunteers expend on training to make that happen and make it safe.
Kluding says Sitka Mountain Rescue has been around since the 1960s and presently has about 50 active members. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.